Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. In today's video, I hope that I can give you a greater understanding about how to develop the divine soul. And of course, this is a process that takes years, and I'm not going to give you an X amount of years or a definite time frame, because your development works with how conscious you are in your own world. That means how well you are understanding every single thing that's taking place in your reality. You know, so with the development of the spiritual eye, the eye that is truly illumined with light, the one that is spoken about in the Bible, the one that is spoken about throughout history, this is the divine eye. There's an issue, though, that can come into play, that people are teaching us all over social media, on YouTube, whatever it is, about opening your third eye. This is where it gets a little tricky, because when you go through a doorway, when you haven't been welcomed properly, what you're actually seeing is not from light. It has the ability to create false light. And because the ego exists still within an individual who is not prepared, truly prepared, and I'm talking about preparation in the form of light and healing, complete healing. When your eye is open, even those who are born spiritually with their eye open and never shutting, it doesn't mean that that person is full of light. Because even in that individual who has never allowed their eye to shut and has always been a spiritual person and can see and perceive, and even if they are still doing goodness, you know, just like in any religion, people are preaching about love, about Christ, about the community or fellowship of what their religion provides. Yet, when they go back home, there still could be addicts. They can still be people who are cheating on their husband or wife, whatever it is. There's still people in complete turmoil. Because in order to be full of light, and this is the spiritual eye, the body must be purified. This is through sexual alchemy. And it is a lengthy process and works with your knowledge, your understanding, and through love. When the ego is still at play, love is what heals the ego. And so in order to really see from the divine soul or the divine eye, the divine soul must be developed within you. And again, this is a process. And in the development of the soul, it has layers. So you're going to have layers in your healing process. You're going to have layers in becoming as well. So here is how you can see if you are healing and therefore becoming into the development of really having your divine soul within you. Everything that you see, if you see anything impure, it is your reflection. It is you. A divine soul. Eyes of God, the eye of God that is illumined with light, with that candle that burns and will never go away, as long as you continuously choose love. Is the eyes, the physical eyes, that see purity, that see goodness, that sees love. So if you are in your reality right now and you see anything that upsets you, that makes you feel afraid, that makes you judge, anything that is negative, that is your inner world. And every time that you can witness that yourself, oh my gosh, I just saw something that triggered me. And you choose love and change it, you are now in the process of becoming true love and therefore developing your divine soul. And therefore, in time, you are going to be able to see what Adam and Eve began to see, or was what Adam and Eve saw in the true Eden. Only when they fell, when they were doubting, when they ate the seed, did they begin to see negative form. We have to teach ourselves by consciously being aware of our own impurities within and understanding what those impurities mean and how we can purify those impurities by choosing love. And therefore, going back to that blissful and Eden state where the divine soul sees no impurities in this reality, because the divine soul sees perfection always. So I hope this explanation, although very brief, helps you further understand what it means to be love. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.